Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Donald?
Yes.
Hi, Aaron, calling you back from INS.
I'm sorry I've been mucking about me a bit, but every time it seemed to phone the wedding for my daughters, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and no, of course.
They don't know anything about it.
Yeah, no, of course, Donald. I completely understand. There's nothing to apologise for. I know it's...
No.
It's not the best to be talking about, but obviously I do appreciate you giving me a call to get the ball rolling, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go through the application process and your inquiry with you on the details I've got so far. So I've got you down here as Donald, and last name, is it McCrimmon?
Yes, McCrimmon, McCrimmon.
Yep, okay, perfect. And have you got any middle names, Donald?
Donald Alexander. Well, my first name is Donald, and it's Alexander.
Yeah. Okay. I've got an email address here. I think it's your partner's or wife's.
Uh-huh.
Do you have an email at all?
No, I do not.
Okay. Because I am going to, after this phone call, I am going to be sending you documents that need to be signed. You will get a link to your text messages. But the same link automatically goes to the email. If you want, obviously, because I know you're trying to keep this discreet.
Right, okay. Well, I did speak to the wife last night about it.
Right, okay. So you'd be happy for that email to...
Yeah.
I just didn't know if you were keeping it, obviously, secret and obviously on the tabs. So I could have removed that email.
So,
that's all fine. What's your date of birth, please, Donald?
7/5/56.
Okay, and your current home address?
It's 6 Roding Cottages, Roading Cottages. That's Campbelltown, Argyll.
Okay, and you said it was Roding.
Uh-huh, Roding.
Okay. Do you have a postcode for me, please? Because I'm struggling to find that one.
PA286LU. So it's PA286LU.
Okay, yeah, I've got that here. Okay, put that one there. Six Roding Cottages. And the postcode. Perfect. Okay, and for extra security on the account, Donald, would you like to add a password to your account at all?
Just Donny. Donny.
Okay. Donny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what will happen moving forward, Donald, is when we come to next call you, the date of protection needing to be passed would be you confirming your address and then also your date of birth, and then we'll confirm that password for you.
Right, okay.
So obviously you've got that security that you're talking to INS for. Because there is some law firms out there that are impersonating others, trying to bribe you by saying you've already spoken to them before and you may haven't of. So just so you obviously you've got that security and reassurance. Okay. And in terms of contacting yourself, Donald, are we okay to send you a text as well as give you a call?
Great. That'd be fine.
Yep. Okay. I'll leave the email off. Obviously, so your wife isn't, or your missus isn't getting bombarded with emails. But obviously, we'll get, majority of the time, give you a call. The only time you receive an SMS from ourselves is just a bit of a quick text message just to say you've missed a call from us, that's all.
Right.
Okay. And is there any terminal illnesses you need to make me aware of at all?
No.
Okay. Would you like to add a beneficiary to your application?
The wife.
Okay. So, of course, is it Elizabeth?
Yes, that's right.
Elizabeth. Same surname?
Yes.
Okay, and what's Elizabeth's date of birth, please?
All the twos, all the ones, 55.
0202. Oh no, 0202. Sorry, that really confused me. That I do
I
apologize.
think
I've never had a date of birth said like that before.
all the twos, all
So,
the ones,
22,
55.
11, 1955.
Right.
Okay, and Elizabeth's mobile number, please.
Pardon?
Can I have Elizabeth's mobile number, please?
Oh, I don't know it. Don't know it.
Okay, no worries. You can
No, sorry.
advise us of that at a later date. It's obviously just in case
Right.
anything happens to you. Obviously, we need to get in contact with Elizabeth.
Right.
Okay, and was you known by any other names during your time in Care Donald?
No, no.
No. Okay. And can you remember the address where you lived at prior to being placed into care?
Oh, that probably 41 Cymru Crescent South. 41 Cymru Crescent.
And that's in Dumbarton.
That was Dumbarton, yes.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. Present. Dumbarton. Scotland. Okay. And what's the name of the GP surgery you're registered at, please?
Pardon?
What's the name of the GP surgery that you're registered at, please?
But right now,
Yes, the GP you're currently registered at.
I'm currently registered. It's actually Campbelltown Health Centre.
Okay. That on Stuart Road?
Yes.
Yep, okay. Okay, pop that in there. And the names of your mother and father, please, Donald.
It's Jane McCrimmon and William McCrimmon.
And William. Okay, perfect. The only reason why I ask for your parents' names is because some of the records can be archived under the names of your mother and father.
Yeah.
Okay, so just so we obviously we can provide that. We may not need to provide that information, but it's just good to have on file for yourself. Okay, Donald, thank you very much for that information. I do appreciate that. So I do appreciate that discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. Please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support,
Right,
or
okay.
prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during the call, okay?
Right.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
No, fine that way.
Okay. Okay, so the purpose of today's call is I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you, and I'll also explain your options that you have around the scheme. I'll also explain how INS Law operates on your behalf and discuss our funding and fees. Then I'll gather the initial information to assess on whether we may be able to assist you.
Right.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us as your law firm to represent you. With the three options that are applicable to yourself is that option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two, you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under that government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application. INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, you would be choosing a private legal representation, being option three, under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. At this stage, Donald, can you just confirm whether you have instructed any other law firms to act on your behalf?
No.
No, okay, that's perfect. Okay, so our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. What that means for yourself is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%, okay?
Right.
Okay, so it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you, but the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call for you. If instructed, we can assist with whether you're eligible to apply to the scheme. We'll gather and review the evidence and prepare and submit the application for you. And then we have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, so we'll always advise you on any offers made throughout the process and also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered, whilst also offering any assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. But what that statutory waiver is for you, Donald, basically, if a redress offer is made, we will fully explain the waiver to you before you decide whether to accept anything. But it is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to these matters. Okay, so you'd never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Right.
Okay, you also do have a right to cancel, Donald. So if you decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements, and you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain. So if that was the case, Donald, would you like us to get the ball rolling immediately for you?
Yes, please.
Yep, we can do that, no problem. Okay, and so we are able to formally act for you. We will require proof of identity for verification purposes. Therefore, we will need a copy of photo ID and proof of address data within the last 3 months. If no photo ID is available to yourself, then we can accept 3 forms of photo ID.
No, I'd send my passport.
Yep, okay, that's perfect. Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do for you now, Donald, is I'm going to go through your care settings with you.
Yeah.
Okay, so the 4 types of abuse that we are looking for that comply with the Scottish Redress Scheme is neglect, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, in how many care settings were you in, Donald?
Pardon?
How many care settings were you in?
Two.
And did you suffer some form of abuse in both of them, did you?
Yes.
Yep, okay. What was the name of the first care setting you was placed at, please?
I'm not too sure, but I think it was Belfield in Dumbarton.
Okay. Was it Belfield Assessment Centre? Or like a remand centre?
I think it was.
Yeah. Or there is Belfield's House. Like children's
Belfield's House.
Right, okay, that's fine.
It's been that long.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand. Roughly, what year was you placed there, do you know?
Oh.
I know I am jogging. I'm picking up the brain here.
Well, I'm 70 just now. Right. So I think I was in there when I was about 11.
So about 1967.
Yeah.
About 1967. Yeah. Okay, 1967. And how long
were
you at Belfield for?
I don't know. I think it was about 6 months or so.
Okay.
And then I was moved to, I don't know the name of the place, but it was in Kilmacombe. Outside Glasgow.
Right, okay. That is quite fascinating because I had the same phone call with a client yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And just bear with me because was it Balrossie?
Pardon?
Was it Balrossie School?
I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure. Just kill Macomb. That's all I can remember.
Okay. Kill Macomb. C-O-L-M. Yeah, Balrossi does seem to be the most common one in Kilmacombe, but I don't obviously want to put that down if you're unsure. So I'll just leave it as the area of Kilmacombe.
Right.
And I believe, I may be wrong, but I believe Kilmacombe is run by Glasgow.
Yes, would be. I don't know if it's still going or not. You don't look back now, even though you know what happened.
Yeah. Let's just have a look. Okay. So, it is, I've been corrected, it is Inverclyde Council.
Is it?
Yeah, that's who currently run Kilmacombe. But we can always... we can always send a subject access request to Glasgow as well. Because Glasgow bought the site of Balrossie, or took over the site of Balrossie, and that's located in the Kilmacombe area. So Glasgow may have dipped their fingers in a few areas.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just, the worst they can say is we've got no records. That's the worst they can say. How long was you in Kilmacombe for, if you can remember?
I think it was only about a year or so, because I remember when eventually did get I joined the school. I think I was just going on for 13.
Yeah, so it was about a year, was it? Did you say?
Yeah.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, and if it's okay with yourself, Donald, I'm just going to take a little bit of a brief description or, you know, statement in regards to what happened at these two care settings, okay? Just so the scheme can recognise that you have suffered forms of abuse in order for them to apply an application number to you, okay?
Yeah.
So starting with Belfield, I just obviously want to make it clear to yourself as well. You will get a second chance to go at this at a later date. We do give you a call further down the line. It's my investigation team that do so in regards to gathering a witness statement from you. Just so we can make your case as strong as possible, know it the full picture of yourself and the effects, you know, the care has had on you. So this can all be shared at a later date if you don't feel comfortable sharing what you feel like sharing today, okay?
I actually get a lot of stuff comes back when I hear about these things in TV and all that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Brings it back a bit.
Yeah, well, as I said, just take your time. You don't have to tell me everything today if you don't feel ready for it. Obviously, as I've just said, then, you know, you will get a second chance at this, so you'll have quite a few months to prepare and build yourself up for when you know, you do the witness statement, if need be. But just starting with Belfield, just talk to me about what that time was like there for you.
At the beginning, it was all right, because I think I was maybe the youngest one that was in that place, and just people took advantage of me. I know through what I'm hearing and seeing and different stuff like that, these things did affect, and they're still, I mean, maybe it's silly to say, but sometimes I get wee kind of flashbacks.
Yeah. So when you say you were taken advantage of, how so was that?
Sexually.
Okay, and do you mind disclosing today what happened?
I was forced to do stuff.
Okay. And was that forced to touch or have intercourse?
Touch.
I was forced to touch. And was that another male or like female? Was it a staff member?
Yes, that was meal.
Okay. Okay. Obviously, I can hear this is, you know, quite sensitive and upsetting for you, so I'm not going to go into detail with that right now. I'll leave it there. I don't want to, you know, pressure you into anything or push you over the line. Also needed, obviously, is that brief description of, obviously, you know, what had happened. Did anything happen to you physically in terms of, did you take any beatings from other children, anything like that?
Pardon? Say it again?
Did anything happen to you physically in terms of, you know, getting any beatings from other kids or staff members?
So sometimes when I'd maybe picked on if I was...
It's okay, take your time, sir.
Sometimes I get some of the rest of the boys thinking I was going into a room and speaking about them, and if something was passed on to one of the members to somebody else, people would say it was me that was passing it on. So I'd get picked on like that as well.
Yeah. So the bullies come into your room and did they beat you up?
They were hitting me, yeah.
Okay. You are doing well, Donald, and I really do appreciate you opening up about this. I'm not here to judge or criticise you in any way. I'm here to listen to your story and get the best possible compensation we can for you.
It took a lot to get in contact in the first place.
Yeah.
This has been playing my head for quite a time.
Yeah. No, I can imagine so. You are doing well. I'm not going to, as I said, we go at your pace. You tell me what you want to tell me, what you feel like telling me. At Belfield, what was it like in terms of, you know, any forms of neglect? Was you denied any food?
No.
You know, clothing, anything like that? Was that all okay?
No, I can't remember.
Okay, so it was just more so the physical and the sexual abuse here. Okay, that's absolutely fine. We'll leave it there for now. That's enough for the scheme to recognise forms of abuse there. Moving on to the care setting in Kilmacombe.
Right.
Tell me about your time there.
I found it's actually a male member of staff. And he used to take me up. I can always remember it was out the back, up the stairs, never a building. I don't know if it was upstairs and it was a building.
Yeah.
It was in there. He used to touch me up in that. And it was well, I used to go, and he used to call me a lot of time, and I can remember this other boy's name. It was Coleman. He used to date to him as well, and I've met John a few times in Glasgow, and the last time I spoke about it, well, it was with a woman. I think it was his wife for that, and I said, how are you going on? I'm fine, how are you? I said, I'm fine, and he just walked straight past me. Oh, well, don't speak to me.
Yeah, he was probably like the same as you. You and him both know what had happened, but it was just the right time to stop and open up or talk about it at that moment, was it?
No, well, I wouldn't have spoke about it anyway.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have spoke because something like that happened. It shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, no, of course.
I wouldn't have... I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah. Did this happen on more than one occasion with or Coleman? Yeah.
Oh, yes. A few times.
Okay.
I always remember. You always ask her to give you sweets, a packet of sweets or opal fruits or something like that.
Okay.
And then, as usual, sewer secret. And then when I did say it to somebody else about it, it was like, shunned, don't be so stupid, keep in the day and like that. So, I mean, as I said, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. As I said, that's 60 odd years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, 60 odd. You know what I mean? It's a long time.
Yeah.
But as I said, sometimes it takes me a while to get to sleep at night because you need to keep his back because, as I said, sometimes it's actually what brings quite a lot of it back is what has been said on TV, you know, you couldn't say back then.
Yeah, of course. Okay, and in terms of, again, physical abuse here, did you suffer any beatings here? Get bullied
yes.
here at all? Yeah.
Yes. I wouldn't say, again, when they say it was beatings, I was hit by members of staff and residents.
What I'm going to do, Donald, is I'm going to leave it there for you, because I do understand this is quite hard for you,
yeah.
And for what you've shared with me already, again, I do appreciate you opening up and telling me these stories. This again is enough for the scheme to recognise in itself what you've gone through as a a bit of a summary shall we say. So what I'm going to do is, there's two types of payments that we can go for here, Donald. There is a fixed amount of £10,000, and this is an award regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. It's just a fixed payment, and that's it dealt with. But there's an individually assessed payment, and that's up to £100,000 of compensation, which is decided by a closed independent panel based on the level of abuse that you have suffered. I am going to put you forward for the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, as for what you've gone through, for what you have or are still going through, and how hard it is for you to do your day-to-day sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like your case is worth a lot more than £10,000. Now, obviously, I can't advise exactly the figure you can or potentially get. That's not something I'm allowed to do. All I'm allowed to do is obviously advise that, what we're doing for your case is obviously putting you forward for that up to £100,000 compensation. So obviously the more details, the more description, the more effects we get when it comes to doing the witness statements, the more your story becomes stronger,
mm-hmm.
and the more we can go towards the upper scale of up to £100,000. Okay.
Where are you stationed?
So we're stationed in England.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I'll never be able to come and shake your hand and thank you for opening up to me as much as I'd love to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Just obviously rest assured, we do have over 1,500 clients we're currently dealing with in Scotland. We're helping each and every one of their stories be heard. And we're not the only English law firm out here, dealing with this redress scheme. I hope that's obviously enough and doesn't put you off as trying to represent you. So I'm glad it doesn't. As I said, I do understand I'm not round the corner from you where we can pop round and I can have a coffee as much as I'd like to. But you never know, one day, Donald, I might drive up to Scotland and come and meet you myself.
You're more than welcome. You say that's no easy job you do.
I'll admit it's not. It's not. Obviously, I've had other jobs in the past, but this job really does make me wake up every day and come to work and help someone exactly like yourself. You know, man to man. I know it's hard to talk about what affects us. And that's why, honestly, yeah, I really do appreciate you opening up to me here, because I know how hard it is. I've dealt with my own personal stuff, gone through mental health myself, and it's certainly not. But you know, fortunately for me and the kids I've got around me, I've been able to come out the other side, and I'm able to, you know, put that kind of positive feeling into someone like yourself and help you, and get that closure that you deserve too.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I do need to ask you, Donald, is just two more questions. Have you ever received any relevant payments for criminal injuries compensation relating to your time in care?
No, never.
No, okay. And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
Well, that's come back now, is it? 16, 17.
Yeah, okay, that's absolutely fine. Nothing that you spent 5 or more years in prison for a single offence?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, perfect. And have you applied for any advance payments to the redress scheme at all?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, Donald. What type of phone do you have? Do you have a touchscreen phone?
Yeah, touch. Now you're asking me. But what's that in the house phone?
No, the mobile phone that you've got.
No, I don't know how it works, that thing.
Right, okay. Does your wife know at all?
She'll know.
Right, okay. So from the phone that you're on, is it a touch screen though?
Touch screen.
Is it like is it an iPhone? Is it a Samsung?
It's a Samsung.
It's a Samsung, okay. What I'm going to do, Donald, is I'm going to send you out that link that I was telling you about. I'm going to send it via text very shortly. What that's going to contain is a client care letter, which is just basically a hi and welcome. This is what we'll do for you and how we're going to represent you.
Right.
There's also the conditional fee agreement, which basically just breaks down our percentage on what we're going to take, which again is as a whole 19.2%, including VAT. That is a capped percentage that will never change. Doesn't matter what we do or how we work, that will always stay the same.
That'll never ever cost me money, will it?
No, it'll never ever cost you. As an upfront payment. There's nothing like that. We just take it at the end, obviously for the time spent on your case.
So
say for example, if you're just say, for instance, like for example, if you're awarded £10,000, we'll take £1,900 of that.
Yeah.
And the rest will be yours.
Okay.
So that's how it works. There's a letter of authority as part of these documents. That letter of authority is just basically you giving us the right to act on your behalf to obtain all relevant records required to strengthen your case. Okay, so that'll be your care records and your social care records, so anything that's been listed with the council.
Where would they get that from?
So we'll get that from the local council who ran your care settings at the time. And then we'll also request for medical records as well. The only reason why we request for a medical record is anything that you've gone to your doctor, or say, for example, you're suffering with mental health and you're on antidepressants, that's evidence of effects of your time and care. If there's nothing medically that's been reported, we'll obviously discard the information in accordance with data protection. We'll discard that, no problem. But obviously anything that we go through and find useful, we'll always give you a call and relate that with your witness statements on what we found and what we can use.
Right, okie doke.
Okay. So as well as them three documents, you'll have a part one and part two of the application that I've filled out for you. Attached underneath that part one and part two will be two additional pages with the statements on that I've briefly typed up for yourself. So there'll be a few documents together, but there's only four signatures that I need from yourself. So when I send you this link, which is going to be in about 30 seconds, I just want you to let me know if you've received it.
Right, okay.
That one. OK, Okay, so that's coming over to you now. Okay, have you received that at all, Donald?
I'm not too sure. We said that I need to come off.
That's fine. Yeah, you might have to come off, jump off the phone. What I'll do is when I jump off the phone, that may come through. If you need the assistance of your wife just to go through the documents, she's obviously more than happy to get assistance. Just to inform you, there's a little yellow box at the bottom, which will tell you how many fields are required to sign. All you do is click that yellow box, and it will take you to each signature box to sign once you have applied your signature. And then once that says all fields have been completed, you scroll to the very bottom of the documents, right to the bottom until you can't scroll no more. And then there's a little tick box that says you confirm that the signature you provided is legally binding. You click that, and then there'll be a blue illuminated button next to the yellow one that says that you can submit the signature. You click that, and then that'll come back to myself. Once I receive that, I can then send that off to the Scottish Redress Scheme and await for a application number, okay? What I'll do is obviously, jump off the phone, and I'll just keep a lookout for them forms. And if I haven't received anything, I'll probably give you a call about 4:30 just to see if I can offer my own assistance, okay? Is that okay with yourself?
Yep, that's fine.
All right, Donald. Do you have any questions for me at all?
No. I'm just trying to order this information in.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand. I am always here. I am always a phone call away.
Right.
As I said, my name is Aaron. You're more than welcome to call me at any time if you have any questions, if you need someone to speak to. Just give me a call, and I'll be happy to help you, okay?
Right, that's fine. Right, thanks very much.
Not a problem, Donald. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you, and I hope you enjoy your afternoon.
Right, thank you. Right, bye.
Thank you, Donald. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.